but very few of us know them. They took an oath to protect us at home and abroad, so the rest of us can live safe and free. They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities, and these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Warrior Radio. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Occasionally, some good can come from tragedy, a ray of light in the darkness, if you will. Such is the case with Battle Bars, a relatively young veteran-owned and operated company that is really making waves in the high-end protein bar industry. Joining us today for our veteran entrepreneur feature are two veterans involved in Battle Bars, co-founder and chief operations officer Ian Sparks, as well as Alex Witt, who is the CEO and a partner in the company. Alex, Ian, gentlemen, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Thank you, Ben.
Hey, Ben, thank you for having us.
Okay, I won't be able to tell the difference, so I'll just direct per name, modern technology in the time of COVID. Ian, I want to tell folks about this really impressive product you've got going, but really here on American Warrior Radio, we like the background of the story and how folks get started. But first, a little bit about you, Ian. You're an Army veteran, a combat engineer, as I understand it, and I think you've said you deployed with every branch except the Space Service.
I did, yes. I've worked with Navy, Marines very closely, obviously the Army front and center. But, yeah, I've been able to work with every service so far in different capacities, mostly engineering, of course. So, yeah, a lot of experience there.
So in the Army, combat engineers build stuff but also blow stuff up, right?
Correct. Yeah, the joke we usually had is that we had to clean up our own dirty work, and that's it's been accurate.
Now, let me get this right. You completed a bachelor's degree in just 3 years. Did I read that correctly?
So I actually, to be honest with you, when I was in high school, I had that that stereotype where I just didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, so I kind of goofed off. And as a result, my grades suffered. So I actually went for an extra year of community college to get eligible for a scholarship. So I kind of tried to turn things around and earn an Army scholarship to do ROTC, which is what I did for those remaining 3 years. So still the full 4 years, but I had to catch up.
fair enough. Now, your family, you come from a long line of patriots and entrepreneurs. We're going to talk about your dad a little bit later, but your grandfather served in the Second World War and was a prisoner of war as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, he was in the British Army as an artilleryman, and he was captured at Singapore, the fall of Singapore. So we spent 5 years as a POW in Japan and the Philippines.
Ooh, tough.
Yep, very tough. Never fully recovered from it, as you can imagine.
Now, Alex, a little bit about you. You're a Navy veteran and a serial entrepreneur. You're also the founder of 10-40-10 Fitness. Tell us a little bit more about that company before we talk protein bars.
Yeah, so 10-40-10 Fitness was actually built as a hobby. Originally 6 minutes from my house. You know, I was a partner in this old business that we sold, and I wanted a gym that I could have right down the street from my house. So I partnered with Battle Bars, and I figured, hey, you know, we could, you know, we sponsor a lot of athletes and a lot of veterans, and we wanted to be able to host them to say, hey, come work out at our gym. It's like a safe spot to work out, and let's do some stuff together. And you know, all cool businesses start with a cool mission, right? And a cool under a passion. So we you know, it's really growing like crazy. We're already looking at new locations to open up in the Chicagoland area, also out by, even out by Ian in Pittsburgh, and also in the New Jersey market.
Well, take a look out west here, brother.
Yeah, I'm in. You just tell me the spot and we'll get you working out there.
Actually, unfortunately, Ian, there's a lot of gyms right now that have got open space, but I'm sorry, Alex, what was your specialty in the Navy?
So I was an MA, Master at Arms in the Navy.
Okay.
I worked for what we did was it's called Raven Teams, and that was new after 9/11. So we would do private security. They would call us and give us on a moment's notice, and we'd have to get up and go. We had no idea where we were going, and we could go away for, you know, 48 hours, or we can go away for 7 months, you know, which is our case in Iraq at the time. So, yeah, it was a very interesting time. You know, 9/11 really changed, obviously, everything in the world, but definitely the military was completely changed after that.
Now, Alex, because we're talking protein bars, I've had some bars that were literally a gut bomb. I'll use that phrase, but I've never heard of an MRE bomb. You Boredom on oil derricks leads to what?
Oh, yeah. So an MRE bomb, and so those veterans out there. Ian, you know MRE bombs, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so MRE bombs are, you know, the little heating packets that go into to heat up your food. You stuff a bunch of them in the water, and the water makes a chemical reaction, and you just close the lid on the water bottle, and there's nowhere for that air to go, so it just explodes. So we became that was our specialty warfare, I think you could say, out of boredom.
Okay, adapt and overcome. Fair enough, Alex. We're at that point where it's like, no further questions, Your Honor. I don't know if the okay.
I'm pleading the fifth.
So about battle bars. Now, not to be, you know, I try and do my research, not to be confused with adventure bars, which apparently are activity themed establishments that are very popular in the UK, or the Battle of the Bars, which every town has to figure out which drinking hole makes the best margarita. And I tell you, Ian, I've had entrepreneurs on before, and I always bust their chops. It seems like when you get out of the military, you got a punch list. You got to make a T-shirt, write a book, start a podcast, start a coffee company. You've checked, I think, two of those boxes so far, and your product probably pairs very well with the delicious, dark, chewy cup of Army-themed Java.
Correct. I agree 100%. So, yeah, I think you're right about two of those checked off so far.
Now, I introduced the show, Ian, with the idea or the fact that Battle Bars really was born out of a family tragedy. Your brother was working for a healthy foods company when your dad was diagnosed with cancer. Sort of walk us through that genesis for Battle Bars there in the sort of the last, unfortunately, days of your father's life.
Sure. I was deployed in 2016. It was my second deployment. I went to Iraq, and then a couple months in, my unit got shifted to Syria. And while I was in Syria, it was in that early stages of that little campaign there where, you know, communications weren't very, you know, they weren't that active back home. So we had, you know, it was very intermittent. So, to be honest, I didn't know what was going on until I got home. You know, my family, my dad included, wanted to make sure that I was taking care of myself mentally, and they didn't want to be distracted by that, which, you know, as you can imagine, 100% would have distracted me. But, you know, long story short, you know, I got home. We kind of learned the nature of the diagnosis, seven months later. Unfortunately, you know, he passed away. But while we were in hospice, you know, he was an immigrant from Ireland. He came over here in the 80s, with a, you know, very low job. You know, he did really good work, but it was pretty low on the ladder. But then, you know, by the time he retired, he was a regional director of sales, I think was his title officially, for his company. So he was always that type to kind of adapt and overcome himself. You know, he went through a lot. But most importantly, he taught us that we can't wait around. And Colin's always had that entrepreneurial spirit. I've always put my energy more on the military side. But while we were in hospice, we kind of came together and said, well, why are we waiting to do something ourselves? And due to his experience in the protein bar industry, and then me kind of seeing from my deployed experiences that I didn't really have a good option for protein bars that didn't make me have the gut bomb, as you called it, you know, we kind of just connected the dots. And at that point, it was like, let's stop waiting. We need to do it right now. And that's what we did. I think the company was founded 5 months later, and then we launched four or five months after that. So we moved pretty quick. And unfortunately, you know, that's the kind of wake-up call you need sometimes. But, you know, I think my dad would be proud of us for what we're doing and, you know, trying to better our communities as well. So,
okay, Alex, now when we come back, I want to talk more about the product and sort of the business side of things. You, I teased about you being a serial entrepreneur. With your resume, you really could have gone to work for anyone. And your story of how you connect with Battle Bars kind of reminds me of that. There's a somebody doesn't add, you know, I like the company so much I bought it. You were a fan of the product first, and then you said, hey, maybe this is something I should get a little more involved in, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, I, after selling our business, that you hit it right on. Like I started investing into other products and where you could go make money, you know, looking into the stocks and bonds and private equity deals. And it just didn't, it didn't do anything for me. You know, my friend who passed in 2016 in the Dallas police shootings, that really inspired me to go do something that supported veterans and supported our first responders. And, you know, I order every bar known to man, and I tried every protein bar and had the gut bombs on a regular basis. And as soon as I ate this bar, I was like, oh my God. And I kind of harassed Ian and his brother a little bit and was like, listen, guys, you need something, call me. Like, let's talk. Let's see, like, how we can grow this thing. And I'm happy to help you guys out. And that just kind of progressed into, hey, let's work together. And, let's, you know, I love a good challenge. You know, my favorite word to hear other than yes is no, because that's just, that gets me going to, show you that I can do it, you know, or we can really do it.
Outstanding. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the creativity involved with this company. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're chatting with Ian Sparks and Alex Witt of Battle Bars. You can learn more, check out battlebars.com. Stick around, we'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking veteran entrepreneurship, and today we've got something a little bit different. Two gentlemen who were involved in the protein bar industry. Ian Sparks is one of the co-founders and chief operations officer of Battle Bars, and Alex Witt is their CEO. Ian is an Army veteran, and Alex is Navy. Ian, my very first business mentor, I'll never forget, one of the, you know, he taught me a lot of stuff, but one of the things he always used to say is, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly bear. If people go to your website, it talks about wanting to create a product that's catered to those who accept nothing less than victory, whether that's on the battlefield or the gym or in daily life. That, was it a natural for your, that philosophy to transfer over from the military to your private business?
Absolutely. I mean, that saying right there, that line in our story came completely natural, because again, the start of the business seemed so basic. It was, hey, we need something that when you're deployed can fit in your pocket and taste better and give you the performance you need. But it very quickly evolved beyond that. Everything that I learned from my military career, and Alex's, I know, is exactly the same, was that idea to overcome adversity. And good way to do that is to prepare yourself properly. And in our mind, creating a product like this is the way to do it. You know, the all-natural ingredients, the premium ingredients, the taste, just everything like that comes together, but also just helps you get through those fights, whether they are literal fights or just the many ones that we all go through every day.
Now, Ian, one of the real challenges faced by entrepreneurs initially is that funding, and to borrow a Navy SEAL term, getting off the X. How did you initially fund Battle Bars?
So we went the standard route of talking to our family and friends. We knew that obviously our family would have faith in us, but we thought obviously we need to have something in our hands to show them. And that's what we did. We got the earliest examples of our product out the door to some people that we knew. Many of them were veterans. You know, some I served with, some we just knew through this family chain, and we got the product in their hands. And once they realized what they had, they were on board. But it did all start with family and friends. I mean, it was that inner circle. And again, most of them are veterans. So we're a veteran owned company, and that's kind of what we wanted to keep. And we were very fortunate to be surrounded by people who did serve and were willing to help us achieve the dream.
Now, Alex, you know, clearly it's a goal for Battle Bars to be the best, to achieve victory in this business. For Ian, as a combat engineer, if he doesn't pay attention to details, people, you know, someone can get killed. Talk about accountability in your company and Battle Bars. How, as the CEO, how are you helping to move the company in that direction of ultimate success?
Yeah, you know, so Ian and his brother love when I say this, but we say things like staying in our lanes, and we try not to. You know, as an entrepreneur, you wear many hats, you know, and like you're doing every job possible while you try to bring things to scale. And, you know, I think that our business has grown to the point where we've pushed back on the early, you know, urges to go, we got to get on a retail shelf. We got to jump onto there, you know, and I feel like, you know, our goal, our strategy is really to build out our brand on our e-commerce site, and which we have. You know, every month has been our best month. So our e-commerce site and growing our mission has been really key for us. And when the right partners come around to go onto a shelf, we want to make sure those partners are supported by us by saying, okay, we're going to get to a shelf. And when they get to those shelves, they're not going to stay. They're going to fly off those shelves. So that's built by us, like, staying focused on the task at hand. You know, we have our regular calls. I talk to Ian and Colin probably more than I talk to my entire family, which my wife loves, but you know, but like at the end of the day, like we know our mission. Like we are so laser focused on bringing this to a success that there's no product out there like ours. There really isn't. And when you get yours, you're going to understand that. But, you know, to be able to see the product go into, especially into the military exchanges, that's a big goal for us. But to see the product go to our fellow service members, men and women, that's a big goal. But over time, as we expand our e-commerce, you know, people are going to come knocking. They're already kind of knocking, but again, we're staying very, very, very true to our word from the get-go.
Well, let's talk about, you know, differentiating yourself, because, and I don't know if this is a question for Ian or Alex, we've got about 5 minutes for the next break, but I can go to my local Trader Joe's, let's say, and find a plethora of nutritional bars. What is going to make me want to pick it up, read the label? Let's talk a little bit about your product names, always something members of the military can relate to. Chocolate, the mother of all bars. Love that. Peanut butter, the K-bar. Okay, good. Full Battle Rattle, your s'mores bar. Better. Cookies and cream. I can't mention that name on the air, but military people will get it. The blueberry, the Blue Falcon. Not a flattering term in military parlance, and we won't explain that. We'll let folks look it up. But your latest, of course, latest flavor red, which is your strawberry and cream bar to honor the Remember Everyone Deployed idea. Everybody wears red on Fridays to remember folks that are being deployed. Is that sort of a trend we'll see moving forward for your next flavors?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely going to be the goal.
And do you worry that a civilian like me may not get it?
I'll tell you from the start, that was a concern. You know, my brother, he's not a military guy, but obviously he's very supportive. But that was one of the first questions. But honestly, we've seen it as a way to communicate and actually teach a little bit about the culture that goes in the military, like the blueberry term. It's like a humorously derogatory term. It's not a bad word per se, but it does have a negative reputation, which in the military is pretty funny. But when we have people ask us that question, it just lets us talk about everything else. It lets us talk about our charities. It lets us talk about the origin of these terms and why we find them relevant. You know, it's an opportunity. And if we can share some humor with it too, even better. That was kind of our idea at the start.
Well, and I'm glad to hear you say that, because I'm going to pitch in here. What's next? Killer kale? Bunker Buster broccoli, maybe? Oh, I'm doing everything I can to talk myself out of an endorsement deal, aren't I, fellas?
Yeah, it's not looking good right now, man. It's not looking good.
but no, really, I mean, the flavors, and I can't wait to try them, honestly, but the flavors look delicious. But is there, I guess the reason I bring that up is we have, for example, a Marine who, we just had a fundraiser at his place. He's got a microbrewery, and he's always experimenting with things that you wouldn't think about for beer, like cilantro. Is that part of the plan? Is let's find that one thing that nobody has ever put in a bar before and see if it works.
Well, Ben, you know, we've wanted to, and like I always say that we can't really officially market it, but this is like our number one thing that everyone compares it to, is that we wanted to make something that that tastes like everything that is almost like nostalgic, right? Like everyone loves Rice Krispie Treats, and that's our number one thing that everyone says. This tastes like a Rice Krispie Treat, but like an adult Rice Krispie Treat, and that's what we want. And we always wanted to say, like, I'm very detailed about what I put into my body. You know, I'm here at my gym every single day. I'm focused on fitness. I love watching people around me improve their bodies and improve their mental health. And you know, when you put artificial ingredients into your body, that makes you feel a certain way. And it's very important to us that we stick to our guns and we say, we're going to never use artificial sweeteners, never. And a lot of those companies out there that claim to have these great macros and claim to have low carbs, they do that by using artificial ingredients, artificial sweeteners to lower those numbers down. And we never want to do that. We want to be as transparent as possible and listen to the customer as much as possible. But as far as the next a next flavor will go, we talk about it every single day. But I think you'll like what we kind of have brewing.
Okay, just don't overlook Bunker Buster broccoli.
Kale Buster sounds delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to two of the head team members of BattleBars.com. Go there, visit BattleBars.com, and in particular, check out their Nominate a Heroes program. We're going to chat more about that. And also, you know, the internet is a scary and wonderful thing. I'm doing prep for this show, and terms like nutritional density came up. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking veteran entrepreneurship. We've got two veterans on the line. Ian Sparks, who is the co-founder and chief operations officer of Battle Bars, and also Alex Witt, a Navy veteran. He's a CEO and invested as a partner in the company. Alex, before we took the break, you were talking about the importance of producing the best product. And I want to talk a little bit about the science of this because I'm just by nature a very curious person. You mentioned, you know, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO. I think all your bars are gluten-free except for one. I can't recall which one. Maybe the cookies and cream?
Correct.
So what? Yep. I guess the question is, which comes first? It's sort of a chicken and egg question for me. Is it the nutritional aspects of it or the flavor? I mean, one drives the other.
Go ahead, Alex. I was gonna say, I mean, I think they both go hand in hand, right? Like you can't really sacrifice one for the other. You know, I think that's what makes us unique is people say that like, all right, cool, you have this great bar, but oh, there's 20 grams of sugar in it. Or like, hey, wow, look at all the, there's low sugar and there's no fat and there's no carbs, but man, it tastes terrible. Like you have to have a little bit of both. You know, our backing behind it is that we have a 20 plus year bariatric doctor who, when we handpick each ingredient, we can feel confident in knowing that we're choosing the right ingredients for the health and safety of our customers. And that's important for us, you know, and from a training perspective, the macros on these are great. You know, I feel like the world is stuck in this rut of low carbs and no carbs when in reality, like, if you're exercising 30 plus minutes a day, you need carbohydrates. That couldn't be further from the truth to say that to go on a no carb diet. I'm not saying to celebrate carbs on all day long, but good carbs are that you need them. You need them for fuel on a regular basis, and you need your muscles to have energy and to get you through your workouts. And that's exactly what our bars are: low fat, low sugar, good mix of protein to carb ratio, and no artificial sweeteners.
Now, I was sort of teasing before the break. I'd never even heard of nutritional density before I started prepping for this show. Macros is another one. So for people like me that aren't that smart, it's just as important what goes in the bar as what you leave out of it.
Oh, you couldn't be more right. I mean, it's we put everything into the bar for a reason. You know, there's branched chain amino acids for recovery. There's collagen, which is very hot in the market right now. But, I mean, realistically, this is all stuff that we ask our customers and they tell us. You know, like we talk about this all the time on our weekly conference calls is that if we want to make a decision, let's not just make the decision because we're going to go with our gut. Let's make the decision because, one, we have some science back behind it, and two, really, and which is most important, we ask our customers and they give us an overwhelming answer. And that's the basics of business, right? Is you ask the customer, they talk, we listen, and that's it. And we've said that multiple times, and that seems to work. You know, that's why customer service is first and foremost in us.
Ian, every regular listener of American Warrior Radio knows Ben gets a dumb question, and here at least one a show. And here goes my dumb question: You're probably too young to remember the whole McDonald's secret sauce controversy, but as military guys, do you ever conduct covert ops on other companies to see what they're doing, or are you just going to forge ahead?
No. So, I mean, I guess I'd be lying if we said that as an entrepreneur in a young company that we don't look at our competitors and other companies that we are inspired by. Like, I think that'd be a lie to say that does not happen. However, we do believe in very much in the military mindset that you need to identify the weakness of your enemies. And in our case, the weakness of our competitors was very blatant. So we were very eager to target those gaps. And honestly, like Alex said at the start, Taste was the first one. That was the first weak link in the chain that we were able to go after. But to be honest, we've seen trends that Colin, as our marketing guy, my brother, he has approached certain things, and we've seen it actually being mimicked by our competitors to a degree, which is pretty funny in a way because we just feel so like small, like we're standing next to giants. But honestly, we're doing our own thing, and we're setting the new status quo. And I think we're starting to shake the ground a little bit, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I know Alex is more than okay with that, and I know Colin's pretty pleased too. So. We definitely, we keep an eye out, but honestly, I think we're doing the right thing, and we're setting new standards. We're good with that.
Well, I tell you, if people go to your website, there's some health videos. There's lots of great stuff there at battlebars.com, and I'm going to try and get better because I'm someone that, let's just say, I'm not someone who's really been concerned about nutritional density and macros and stuff like that yet. But one thing I am concerned about is when I buy a nutritional bar or something just to get me over, and I literally can't finish it. I mean, it's like eating a piece of insulation, or I've got to have three bottles of water. Just so you're spot on. Now, one other thing, Ian, I learned from my extensive research into the nutritional bar industry is that apparently watermelon seeds are a good source of protein. You know this from personal experience in Syria, right?
I do.
Tell us that story.
So when we went to Syria again, it was early on in that campaign where there wasn't a whole lot of U.S. presence on the ground. It was pretty small, but I did deploy there with a specialized engineer team, and we used to run sometimes 2 to 3 missions a day, just constant back and forth, and training the local forces and working with the local forces. But the one memory that specifically sticks out to me is on the way back from, I believe it was a 6-hour drive, because those armored vehicles are so slow, as you can imagine. We stopped in a little village that was a very friendly village, and my soldiers used to always ask me over the radio, like, "Sir, can we hop out and get a watermelon from the market?" And I'd always say, "No, like we can't, you can't get out of the truck, like obviously it's a safety thing." But one day I never forget. We're waiting for a blockage in the road to clear up, and I look in my mirror and I see one of the truck doors open, and then our interpreter full sprint out of the truck, which, as you can imagine, is a very, very, very unsettling thing to see when you're the commander of your convoy. But it turns out that some of my soldiers, being slick, gave him a $20 bill and asked him to go buy a watermelon real quick, because I didn't say that he couldn't get out of the truck. I said they couldn't. So the interpreter ran over, grabbed some watermelons, paid the very nice gentleman, and we had watermelon for dinner that night, and it was phenomenal.
I love stories like that. It's
war. It's a bizarre mental image, but it's a happy one.
Yeah,
sure.
war can be bizarre. What I want to talk about, because it's very apparent from the beginning of the company that giving back was always essential to Ian and Alex, you and your entire team. But just as we're going forward, like I said, you're relatively new. I mean, your first product, I think, shipped or went out in December of 2018. So you're in that, I don't want to call it a sweet spot, but that danger zone for most small businesses, three to 5 years. How many employees do you have? What are you planning on doing coming up? I mean, do you see an infinite number of flavors, or like you said, stay in your lane?
Yeah, so we're growing, right? And we just finished a small round of funding, and which will lead to an even bigger round of funding from our banking partners, and that's going to really accelerate our growth. I would say that over the next year, I could see us hiring another 5 to 10 employees over the next year to support our growth. But, you know, we're wearing a lot of hats and we're stretching ourselves thin to be responsible with our cash. And that's important to us. But what I would say is, like, we'll go back to listening to our customers. You know, our customers will tell us what we need to do next. And, we listen to every word they say, good, bad, and sometimes insanely ridiculous comments that we get on social media nowadays. But yeah, no, I would say, you know, I love the nutrition space. I really do. And I think that we have a great opportunity to reach a lot of people who demand more from a product. You know, people are really paying attention to what they're putting into their bodies. And that's apparent with our sales growing every single month. So as soon as we can't just stop there, right? Like, if we start making protein bars and everyone loves them, why stop there? You know, if we can make possibly a lighter bar, maybe a protein drink someday, you know, maybe, you know, down the road we're making, you know, different supplements and powders, or I don't know. And I don't want to sign that into stone, but I think that it's important that we listen to our customers and they will tell us what we need to do next.
You just got me thinking about Bunker Buster Brussels sprouts.
We're hiring you. We're hiring you, right?
Yeah. No, you work pro bono? Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, you, as an entrepreneur, you know that common refrain. But I want to talk a little, one other quick thing before we take the next break, gentlemen, and with great guests, time always flies by. But one other thing folks will see right off the bat when they visit your website, battlebars.com, you're right, the endorsements, the number of stars that you're getting from your customers is out of the park. I mean, people love this product. Yeah. But the other thing that really jumped out at my eye is made in the USA.
Of course, that's important. You know, we could go out and we could make bigger margins by sourcing all of our ingredients elsewhere. But it's important. We can't pretend. We can't say that we're an American-made product or a veteran-supporting product, and then go buy packaging from China. There is no chance in heck that's going to happen. Just no chance. Like, so we want to find American partners to support our mission, and that's super aligned with like our charity, right? We could have joined up with a super sexy charity like that makes a ton of money and that could get our name out there, but. And there's no offense to them, but like, we wanted to find a charity that, hey, these guys are doing great things and they're just as, you know, big and have big growth goals like we do. That's exactly why Operation Enduring Warrior works. You know, these guys and girls are doing incredible things that change the lives of first responders and veterans all over the country. So yeah, that they align, everything aligns with us, but everything we do will be, we are American as heck.
A true professional, because you hit that transition perfectly. When we come back, I want to talk about that segment of Battle Bar's mission, supporting and giving back to the veteran and the first responder communities. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We'll be back with more from Ian and Alex. Check out battlebars.com. Welcome back to another Veteran Entrepreneur feature here on American Warrior Radio. We're chatting with the co-founder and chief operations officer of Battle Bars, Ian Sparks, as well as Alex Witt, who is their CEO. Ian, it's very apparent right off the bat when someone goes to your website or learns more about your company that giving back to the military and first responder communities is a primary mission for your company, in addition to producing the best darn protein bars out there. Tell us more about Operation Enduring Warrior.
Yes. So they are an all-volunteer organization, nonprofit. They help mentally and physically rehabilitate first responders and military veterans. They do group physical events like Spartan races, mud runs, things like that. And they also do skydiving, like just group activities that kind of give back that team element that you'll hear a lot of veterans say they miss when they leave, and the same for first responders. But from the start, before we even launched the product, we wanted to pair it, like Alex said, with a charity who had that similar mindset that we did, and we wanted to grow alongside with. And I'm really, really happy to say, and I think it's pretty rare for most good companies that from day one they were side, like almost in lockstep with us. We had one of their members, Jonathan Lopez, actually come out to our launch party that we had and tried the bars for the first time, and that right then kicked off our relationship. So from day one, it's what we've wanted to do, and it's been an amazing relationship already, and it's just getting better and better every day. We don't have enough words to say how good those people are down there. So it's been awesome.
Ian, is it a percentage donation? You'd given product, all of the above. What does that relationship look like?
Yep. So we wanted to put aside a portion of profits for Operation Enduring Warrior as a new company. As I'm sure you would know and appreciate it, profits are always hard to chase down that first year in business, but we have supported in multiple ways. We've done specific fundraising from like a specific product, like the Red Bar. The Red Bar, we intend to use that as a way to give them some of the portion of the profits, for example. We also do the product donations for every event they go to and anything that we can find in between. So as we grow, we're hoping, you know, and I'll let Alex kind of tell you a little bit about it, but he has very specific goals about a check he wants to write one day. Alex.
Alex, let's do that, because there's something else I really want to get to. Alex, you clearly have got a face for television, whereas I have a face for radio. I saw a recent Fox News interview where you were talking about your latest initiative, and it just really struck me because you said, you know, if you can just change one person's life, if you can just impact one person at a time. So Battle Bars has started a Nominate a Hero program. Tell us about Patrick Zamarripa, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Yeah, Patrick Zamarripa, we call him Zam. Zam was my, you know, everyone has their close military friend, right? And they always that one guy that you always remember and feel like you can tell anything to. That's what he was to me. And you know, when he was killed in 2016 in the Dallas shootings, that it took a toll on me. Really, like, really more than, you know, I've lost friends. And this one really, really hit me differently, you know, because he was not blood, but it felt like blood to me. So with this, you know, what better way? We have this platform, and it was an easily unanimous decision between the three of us to say why, you know, the country right now is so engaged in trying to make these major policy changes and trying to, take crazy control of whatever, take back control. I don't want to pay any attention to that. You know, what I want to do is say, like, look, we're all flesh and blood humans. We all make mistakes. But you know what? There's people in our communities that are doing incredible things, and they're not talked about. And let's change that. So we decided to launch the Nominate a Hero program, which started with my friend, Pat Zamarripa. You know, this is a guy who could have done anything in life. He did three tours in the Middle East, you know, got out, went into the reserves, stayed in the reserves, could have joined me in the business world, but didn't, and wanted to go back to his local community and serve as a Dallas police officer, and loved every minute of it. I mean, the day that he died, he was out buying lunch for a homeless man. You know, like you can't make that stuff up. And anyway, so our goal was really to say, like, if there's guys like Pat out there, and girls like that are doing the same things, there's everyone like that in the community. So let's let our community speak up, just like we want our customers to tell us what to do. Let's have the community speak about some people. And we've already got some pretty intriguing nominations that we're going to make a decision on here shortly. But every time someone orders a box of Battle Bars from us, you'll get a thank you letter from the three of us. And you'll also get a little information and pictures on our hero for that month. And then you'll be able to go to a link on our site where you can learn more. Just go to battlebars.com, our heroes, and you'll be able to learn more about that specific hero for that month, and even how you can help further and with his or her family.
You know, gentlemen, I volunteer with a group that organized what we think may be the largest 9/11 Memorial Tower Challenge in the country, using exclusively military and first responders. We had over 3,300 people participate last year. One of the most important things we did, though, was we gave every climber a badge that they carried with a photo and the name of one of those persons that was killed running toward danger on September 11th. And it's just when you said that, Alex, about including that's so important. People need to see these faces and remember these names. And, you know, particularly your friend, I'll take it one step further, sir. I mean, he didn't die. He wasn't killed. Those officers in Dallas were assassinated. And absolutely. And that's just terrible, and blessings go out to his family. So just to clarify, once a month folks can nominate via your website, and it doesn't have to be a military person or first responder. It could be a teacher. It could be the local soccer coach or pastor, right?
Right, absolutely. It can be anyone who is just making a difference in their community. And like you were kind of, when I talked about on Fox News, and what you alluded to is that, you know, like, look, like in my gym at 10:40:10 Fitness here, it's like, that's why we turned this into a business. It was like, you see one person changing the way they feel. You can't stop there. That's contagious. And same thing with Battle Bars. We get messages all the time about how inspiring we are to people. What are we supposed to do? We're going to stop after that? Not a chance. We, like, you change one person's life, you're going to change a million person's life. That is the most contagious thing. Call it selfish, because it makes me feel good to change people's lives, but I guess I'm a selfish person.
Well, congratulations. I admire what you are doing. Gentlemen, we've got just about 2 minutes left, so about 45 seconds for each of you. Ian, let's start with you. What is your vision for Battle Bars? What does mission success look like to you?
I think we follow in the steps like Alex has talked about. We continue to grow our charitable contributions. We continue to expand the scope of how we approach to improving our communities, and we grow alongside Operation Enduring Warrior. Obviously, you know, becoming a successful business would be icing on the cake, but I'm here for the inspiring stuff as well, and I want to keep improving and keep bettering people's lives.
Alex?
Yeah, you know, I think that the right people in the world need to have money. That's what I believe in. You know, a lot of people who are greedy pigs out there have money. We want to grow our business. I want us to grow our business. In 3 years, I'd love to see ourselves as a $100+ million brand. And that can empower us to write the $1 million check to Operation Enduring Warrior. I think about it every single day before I go to bed, and every morning when I wake up. I have it written down right next to my bed to do it. So we want to be the number one protein and nutrition bar company on the planet. And based on early reviews, we're going to be there. So that's notice to all of our all of the other bars out there that we're coming.
The gauntlet has been laid down. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Let me just put the final nail in my endorsement coffin. Pararescue Rutabaga. Rescue Rutabaga. No? Yeah. Chew on it. We'll talk about that later.
I'm in.
Ian and Alex, thank you so much for coming on American Warrior Radio. We wish you much success. Folks, right now you can order your Battle Bars. Visit battlebars.com. Also, don't forget to nominate a hero. It doesn't have to be military, first responder, anybody who's making an impact out there. You can do that. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This podcast and others can be found at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. Take a look for us. Until next time, all policies and procedures are to remain in place. Take care.
You've been listening to American Warrior Radio. You can hear over 150 episodes of this program at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.